Carter Bills basketball as Janiyah Thompson works it to Alicia Doyle. Her sharp, partially blocked. She gets it back, puts it up off the glass. Alicia Doyle scores for the Lions.
50-42, minute 40 remaining. Janiyah Thompson finds Doyle underneath. Layup is good. 10-point lead, 52-42.
Down six to Topless with the basketball. Don't foul. Long-range three is buried from the right wing. Lexi Niebrugge. Wow, what a big shot. To cut the lead to three. 16 seconds left. 2-1. Ball game. The Carterville Lions are going to the semifinals in Class 2A after a 2-point win over the two Topless wooden shoes, 57-55.
Head coach Matt Crane, semifinal bound.
Unbelievable. God, I'm proud of them. They've had the bullseye on their back. They've been pushed. These seniors have had to knock down a lot of barriers in their 4 years. Tonight it all came together. That was about as disciplined and good a basketball game as we've ever played. And it came at a perfect night, and I'm just so proud for all of them.
And it was the whole team that contributed tonight. Your seniors, they did their job. They led by example. You get Alicia Doyle, Vanderzil was in there. It was just a great all-around effort.
Great team effort. I mean, it took everything. You know, they took advantage of them overplaying on Abby and overplaying on Janiyah, and then Megan and Alicia just did a fantastic job of getting to the basket and scoring. And Avery just was all over the place, and you know, and then you know, we were just solid. I mean, Abby hit a couple big threes, and then Janiyah made just a couple buckets when we just needed them. She just said, "I got it," and took care of business. And I mean, that's total team effort. Nothing outstanding. I love them to death.
And give credit to Topless. You had an 11-point lead about 6 minutes left in the fourth. They were able to battle back, but you were able to close it out.
Oh, we started playing them 5 years ago, hoping we would have a chance to get to this point at some point, and they were part of the reason we got here. We had to learn how to beat them. We had to learn how to compete with them. They never give up. They're bulldogs. They're competitors. They do a fantastic job. I think when this group was freshmen, they got first. 2 years ago, they got third, and last year they got second. Their season, we beat a very good club tonight. Coach Thompson does a great job. I mean, to be honest, it makes it a little bit more special. We didn't get an easy road. We took care of it and proved we belong, and I'm very proud of them.
Coach, you're going to Bloomington Normal, not as a spectator.
First time ever. Had a chance in 87 as a player, lost by two. Got, 15, the boys had a shot. Ran into a heck of a Breeze team. First time we had a shot. I'm just glad the door got broken down for Carterville Athletics. Carterville deserves to be up there. It's been a dream of mine since we lost. I wanted just to be a part of just give me an opportunity, see if we can get it done, and they did it. Those girls are awesome. They did it. All credit to the girls.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Janiyah Thompson, you're going to the semifinals in state?
Yes, yes, yes!
It sounds so good. What a great game tonight. And how you guys just battled through, didn't let them get back into it. You kept them at arm's length.
Yeah. No, even though they were knocking down some shots in the fourth quarter, we just had to keep our mentality. No, stay locked in and stay focused.
You've done everything in your career. 1,000-point, all-time leading scorer. What does this trip to Bloomington Normal mean?
It's pretty special. You know, I'm kind of speechless still. Haven't really given it time to sink in. So really exciting. We've been dreaming of this since my freshman year, and to have it come true my senior year is just awesome. You know, I'm just speechless.
What a great game. Thank you. Yeah. Megan Barton, you're going to the semifinals of state.
Yeah,
how does it feel after getting this win tonight over T-Town?
It's a surreal, it's kind of unbelievable, but we worked so hard for this moment that we deserve it.
And they were a tough opponent.
Yeah, they were. It's kind of a rival, honestly.
And that's two wins over them this year.
Yeah.
And now you're going to go and make your way up to Bloomington Normal. What are your thoughts as you look ahead toward that?
As a team, we want to come as the same approach as we always do. And that's our goal, is to win the state championship.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Abby Crane, congratulations on the win tonight over T-Town.
I mean, it's just insane. I mean, thank you. It's awesome. I mean, I'm just speechless for words right now. I mean, I really don't know what else to say except it's awesome and just full of emotions right now.
Talk about the hard work. This has really taken 4 years to kind of get to this point, mm-hmm. but all the work then and the hours that's gone into this effort.
Oh, it's taken multiple, I mean, probably thousands of hours just to lead up to this point. And, you know, it's always been our dream ever since I was a little kid to make it to Staten High School and get on a big old charter bus. And it's just always been a dream of everyone's on the team, especially my dad. And it's just awesome. Like, I can't believe we're going, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to have a lot of fun, I think.
I can't imagine what it's like between you and your dad to be at this point, mm-hmm. and to know what you have ahead of you coming up this weekend.
You know, we're probably going to celebrate tonight, tomorrow, but then Wednesday we're just going to look for it and start scouting and get our game plan ready for this weekend and just have our mental focus back, you know, and have it all ready.
Congratulations.
Thank you.